Module 7, Building Trust. Creating an open and honest environment in the workplace is a key factor to keeping employees happy and productive. On a virtual team, it is just as important to remain open with your team members and keep them in the immediate loop of information. Since they are not always in a central location, it is essential to keep them updated on current happenings in the company and in their department. When the employees feel included, they learn to trust you and will look to you when they have questions. Trust your team, and they will trust you. Trust is a key component in any relationship, personal or professional. Virtual teams can have additional problems with trust when they are not always in each other's company. They can be unsure about what is being said or if they are doing as well as they should. As a manager, it is important to show your trust in your employees first. Show them that you trust them to complete their work and trust them with crucial information such as potential job reassignments or even closures. When the employees feel as though you trust them, they can, in turn, learn to trust you. They will instill their trust in you and confide in you when they have concerns or are worried. This trust not only builds a stronger relationship among the employee and manager, but also the entire virtual team. Beware of us versus them territorial issues. Oftentimes, when management tries to solely run a team without regards to its members, the employees can begin to have that us against them mentality. They begin to believe that management is only looking out for management or does not value the opinion of the team members. This can cause further resentment from employees and can affect the whole team's productivity. Remind your employees that you are on their side and that you realize that the team works together to accomplish the same goal. Let them know that they are included in many of the decisions made, although not all of them, and that their presence on the team is valued. When employees feel as though they are part of the working machine, they are less likely to feel like an opposing force. Share best practices. A form of best practice is loosely defined as a practice that has proved productive in the past and has results behind it to back it up. Sharing best practices with your virtual team can be a great move when faced with some of the same situations. Common forms of sharing these practices include sending them email or forming some kind of instruction sheet. Some employees may need to be counseled in person or shown how to follow a process step by step. Sharing these practices shows trust among employees and trust that they can continue the chain of success. Best practices, processes, procedures that have worked before, can be shared a number of ways, including email, videos, or personal instruction. Consult with employees regarding alterations, variations if needed. Follow up with employees to ensure comprehension. Create a sense of ownership. One overlooked method of building trust among your virtual team is helping them create a sense of ownership. Employees feel more passionate about their jobs when they feel as though they not only have a part in the team's success, but can feel as though their part is essential to the overall success. Although it can take a good amount of time to help an employee establish their sense of ownership, it can prove beneficial for everyone in the long run. Tips: ask what you can do to accomplish something. Encourage every new idea. Make a plan and put it into action. Case study. Adam is a new manager and wants to build trust with his new employees. He decides to hold a meeting and meet them all personally. He introduced himself to each employee and told them about himself and what he would be doing as their manager. After all, he wanted them to trust him, not fear him. He assured them that he wanted to work with them, not above them, and wanted to see the team succeed. Once they started discussing the team's assignments, Adam opened up about some of his best practices that he used in the past and explained how he wanted to give them a test run with this team. He made sure they all felt as though they were part of the planning process because he wanted them to feel like a team.